And we have the 8 o'clock news now from Carla O'Brien.
The Israeli military has called for all residents of Gaza City to leave their homes and relocate to the south of the territory within 24 hours for their safety, ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli troops. The United Nations says the order affects around 1.1 million people and will have devastating humanitarian consequences. It has called on Israel to rescind it. The UN said its Agency for Palestinian Refugees is moving operations and foreign staff to southern Gaza in response. The Palestinian militant group Hamas called Israel's demand fake propaganda and urged Gazans not to fall for it. The Israeli military has assembled tanks near the Gaza Strip and is enforcing a blockade of the territory that Israel says will continue until Hamas releases the hostage it took last weekend. On this programme, the former Israeli Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, who sent troops into Gaza in 2008, said the purpose is to protect the civilian population.
We're trying to move the population a little bit out of the centre of town so that we can reach out there without creating unnecessary collateral damage. So it will be inconvenient for the people there, but they will be out of the reach of the actual military confrontation between us and the Hamas, which are hiding in the center of cities.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and the President of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, will visit Israel today to show solidarity with the victims of last Saturday's Hamas attacks. The American Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, will travel to Jordan for talks with King Abdullah and the Palestinian President, Mahmoud Abbas. Hamas has called on Palestinians to attend a protest against Israel's airstrikes on Gaza, urging them to march to East Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque and clash with Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank. The Economic and Social Research Institute has said Budget 2024 was progressive, as it says lower income groups will benefit proportionately more than those on a higher income. The SRI says the budget package will increase household disposable income on average by 2%, with those on a low income likely to have a greater benefit than people earning more. However, it says the reduction in the at-risk of poverty rate amongst most groups will only be achieved through the once-off measures contained in the budget. It says that without them, the rate amongst pensioners could rise by 1%. There's fresh uncertainty around the search for a new Speaker of the US House of Representatives after the Republican nominee for the post last night withdrew. Steve Scalise was unable to secure enough support within his own party. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Steve Scalise had spent all of Thursday trying to put together the 217 votes he needed to win the speakership. But resistance only grew during the day, as more and more Republicans said in public they would not vote for Mr. Scalise. Some said he was too right-wing, some said he was not right-wing enough. Some said they wanted to vote for Jim Jordan, a candidate backed by Donald Trump, who had narrowly lost a parliamentary party vote to Mr. Scalise the day before. In a radio interview, Mr. Trump himself raised doubts about Mr. Scalise's ability to do the job because he's undergoing treatment for blood cancer. It was just after midnight Irish time when Mr. Scalise told his parliamentary party meeting he could not get enough votes and was withdrawing from the contest. With international and domestic crises that need money and legislative time, and another government shutdown over a budget row just a month away, the pressure is on to find another candidate who can unite the warring factions in the Republican Party and take charge of the House of Representatives. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The age limit for joining the Gardaí is to be raised to 50. The Minister for Justice says the entry requirement age is being changed to give as many people as possible the opportunity to apply. The Minister and the Garda Commissioner are due to attend a graduation ceremony for 126 new Gardaí at Templemore today. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
It's often said by older people that the Gardaí are getting younger, but maybe not for much longer. Today, the government is announcing that 50-year-olds can now join the Gardaí, the same age serving members can also retire at after 30 years' service. The Minister for Justice says the entry requirement age is being increased from 35 to allow more people apply for the job. The government has committed to bring the strength of An Garda Síochána up to 15,000, but numbers have been dropping in recent years. The retention and recruitment crisis means targets for enrolment have consistently been missed and more people than ever before are leaving. 126 new Gardaí are due to graduate today, bringing the current strength to up to just over 14,000. There's also to be another graded fitness test for those aged up to 50, but they will still qualify as a junior Garda and be expected to do the same work as everyone else, including 12-hour night shifts and post-duty in inclement weather. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the Garda College, Templemore.
Irish households are being urged to begin a collective clear-out of small electronic waste this weekend. It's after a United Nations study showed people in Ireland generated 11 million kilos of electronic waste last year. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
These 25 million small electronic items include toys, vapes, cables, remote controls and USB sticks. 60% of them never come back through the e-waste recycling system. Instead, they're lying in landfill sites, homes and sheds all over the country. Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment Ireland, or WE Ireland, is calling for people to begin a collective effort this weekend to recycle them so that the precious and valuable metals contained within these small items will not be lost forever. The United Nations says 9 billion kilos of small e-waste was generated globally last year, containing $10 billion of recoverable raw materials. This included enough cable to wrap around the world 107 times and enough lithium in the batteries of discarded vapes alone to power 1,500 electric cars.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Reduce your carbon footprint and your home heating costs with the award-winning Grant Vortex Boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Rain in Munster and Leinster will gradually clear eastwards this morning. Bright or sunny spells and well-scattered showers will follow from the northwest for the rest of the day. Cool and breezy with highest temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees.